Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. president to speak about the Iran deal. Barack Obama plans to hold a news conference on Wednesday when he is expected to have more to say about the Iran nuclear agreement announced Tuesday. Mr. Obama told the nation that the agreement will cut off all pathways for Iran to develop a nuclear weapon.
Today, because America negotiated from a position of strength and principle, we have stopped the spread of nuclear weapons in this region.
Many Republicans and some Democrats in Congress, though, disagree. Senator John McCain is one of them.
I predicted that in their desperation that the president and John Kerry would make a bad deal. It looks very much like they made a worse deal than even we had feared.
On Tuesday, the president discussed the agreement with various allies in the Middle East. Greece's government has submitted legislation to Parliament supporting stringent reforms demanded by European creditors in exchange for a debt bailout. The bill specifies new taxes, pension reforms, and tighter supervision of government finances. Iraq's army and allied paramilitary forces attacked Islamic State positions Tuesday around Ramadi. Commanders say it is the latest push to recapture the Anbar capital from IS jihadists. Rwandan lawmakers approved a measure Tuesday that would pave the way for President Paul Kagame to seek re-election when his second term ends in 2017. Both houses of parliament voted in favor of a petition that calls for the removal of presidential term limits from the country's constitution. The proposal will now be taken up by a parliamentary committee. A reported 3.7 million Rwandans signed on to the petition, more than 30% of the country. This is VOA News.